Keith Urban was in Philadelphia this weekend with the Flyers at the Link, and Raz on the radio was there too, so let's check in with him on 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Raz.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Who is it?
It's Andy Somers.
Raz, we wanted to talk to you about Keith Urban and the Flyers on Saturday night.
All right. Do you know how good Keith Urban smells? I got to sit with him probably for about 20 minutes. And I shook his hand twice. And there was a little bit of his cologne got on my sleeve. So my wife and a friend of mine were like, did you see Keith? What? Did you smell him? They were trying to get a little bit of a scent off of my sleeve.
Did you cut off the sleeve and have it laminated?
Nah, I wore it out because it was raining.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be made into a pillowcase for his wife.
Yeah. But he was fantastic. Oh, it was electric. It was electric. People were so excited. The ice was a little bit choppy, and there was a lot of slush on it at the end of the first, second, third period, but it was great because they ended up winning in overtime and people went nuts when they scored that final goal.
That's awesome. I mean, that place must have erupted.
The place went crazy.
And Gritty was entertaining.
And Gritty, he was naked.
Hey, Raz, we want to thank you so much for your time. We're going to listen to that conversation that you had with Keith coming up, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. He's really great. He talks about a lot of things.
We'll hear from you at about noon, right? You'll be back in here at noon.
Yeah, that's my new time slot.
Yeah, noon to 3, Raz on the radio.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Thanks, Raz. Drive carefully.
Bye.
Let's hear the conversation that they had before the game.
Here we are at Lincoln Financial Field with Keith Urban, and you just did sound check a little while ago. Did you notice the stage looked like the Rocky steps?
I did.
That's pretty iconic symbol here in the city.
It's very apropos for Philly.
They're expecting rain today. Can you play in the rain?
I can play in anything.
I know you can. But did you bring your rain guitar?
I didn't bring my rain guitars. I'm just going to commit to it. We've got three songs.
So okay. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I saw a great picture a little while ago that the Philadelphia Police Department shared this afternoon. Bill Tuffle and I think it's his partner. You had a great photo with that shirt for Andy Chan, who's recovering from a motorcycle accident. That was a great photo.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have a police escort?
Yeah. I always say they're better in front than behind.
That is so true. We're rooting for Andy Chan and wish him a speedy recovery here at 92.5 XTU. Hockey in Australia, 1908, they started the league there. Did you watch that?
The only hockey I knew about growing up was played on the field.
Oh, okay, with the high schools.
Like on field hockey.
Yeah.
Like,
so what would you watch on Saturday afternoon? Like, besides
wrestling.
Cartoons? Wrestling?
My dad was a
awesome.
Big wrestling fan.
That is awesome. Did the WWF come
Andre
to see
the
you?
Giant.
Oh, you're a man of my own heart.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. That is great. Hulk Hogan, all them dudes.
Crazy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to spend some time with you here. I'm looking forward to seeing your performance here tonight.
Thanks.
You have a great relationship with Philadelphia.
Yes, nice to play here always.
Good to see you.
Thank you too, Raz.
Yay!
Hey, how about Raz dropping some hockey knowledge on everyone, huh?
I know, right? Like,
1908, the start of the NHL in Australia.
Wow.
Are you watching? Not in 1908, Raz.
Yeah.
But that's cool to find out that Keith Urban was such a big wrestling
fan,
too.
Yeah, who knew?
Too.
Yeah, you never expect that.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love him more and more each time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.